Hello again. You're listening to the News at 1. More people vaccinated against COVID-19, but more people in intensive care with the disease. That's the picture this lunchtime from the latest HSE data on the pandemic. There are now 88 people receiving critical care in hospital here, an increase of 3 on yesterday. As of last Saturday, almost 616,000 doses of vaccine have been administered, including to just over 4,000 people in the high-risk Group 4 category. That's well short of the 10,000 promised for last week, while targets for this week are likely to be further affected by suspension of AstraZeneca vaccinations over safety concerns. This lunchtime, the European Medicines Agency is giving an update on its review of the vaccine. More on that in just a moment. But first, the latest concerns about AstraZeneca were prompted by a number of suspected adverse blood clotting incidents in a handful of people given the vaccine in Norway. We've been speaking this lunchtime to Dr. Steinar Madsen, Medical Director of the Norwegian Medicines Agency. He's been telling me about those cases and why they've caused so much concern.
We have had four severe cases, all in young healthcare personnel. And unfortunately, two of these people are now dead. And they have a condition that is very rare. Some of our experts have never seen anything like this. It has three factors. It's low platelet count, it's internal bleeding, and blood clots.
And each of these four health workers, they're relatively young people?
Yes, they're all below 50 years.
And had they been working together? Had they received the vaccine at the same time?
No, they're from different parts of Norway, and they have been given vaccines from different batches.
So you've ruled out any connection with a single batch then?
Yes, more or less we have done that, yes.
And at this stage, what are you doing to try to establish whether there is any link between these clotting incidences and the vaccine? Because at the moment, I mean, I think it's clear there isn't any established link.
No, it's not established, but we can't rule it out either. Two of these patients are now being treated at the National Hospital in Oslo, and we are cooperating closely with the experts at the National Hospital to see if we can find what the mechanism is.
So in the first instance, do I understand you correctly, then you're looking to see at these particular individuals, their medical condition, and to establish in their cases whether there's a link with the vaccination?
No, these people were totally well. They didn't have any kind of disease.
Right. Although it's also the case, I presume, that they could have had this disease and not have had the vaccine. It could occur quite separately to vaccination.
It could have, but this their conditions is very, very special. And even the specialists at the National Hospital haven't seen anything like this. So it's a very special cases.
And the only thing that you're saying that links the four cases is that they all received the vaccine, and they all received the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Yes. They got ill at about 7 to 10 days after having the vaccine.
And so all within a fairly short, within the same kind of time frame, broadly speaking.
Yes. All these cases occurred in Norway within a 2-week span.
But it is also a tiny number of instances out of the very many, I mean, at this stage, what, very many thousands of people who've received this vaccine in Norway?
Yes, we have vaccinated about 120,000 with AstraZeneca vaccine. And so far we have four cases. That means it's one case in about 30,000 vaccinated.
Because you know that the WHO has said that there's no evidence, and you've conceded that yourself, that these are caused by the vaccine. But they also say that it's important that the vaccination campaigns continue so we can continue to save lives. That's the balance here, isn't it? By not vaccinating, potentially lives have been put at risk, and people are the risk of serious illness is increased for very many individuals.
Yes, that is the big problem we are struggling with at the moment, because every drug has some benefits, but every drug also has some risks. And we have to weigh the benefits against the risk. And, of course, the problem with vaccinating younger people that they have a very small chance of getting serious COVID. So it's a big problem.
The EMA, the European Medicines Agency, is talking about completing its review of AstraZeneca, and it believes it should continue to be administered, but to complete its review this week. What's your own timescale? At what point do you think you might get to the bottom of this or come to a decision?
We think it might take a few weeks, but we will not start vaccinating before we have clear answers to this problem, these cases.
And that will be regardless of any decision from the European Medicines Agency or advice from the WHO?
Yes, you know, you have you have the regulatory, that is EMA. But in each and every country, you can decide if you want to use the vaccine or not. So we are looking to what EMA is going to do, and then we will make our own decision in Norway.
And are you looking...
Every country will do.
Yes. And are you looking back again at the AstraZeneca trials, re-examining those? Are you looking at the, in terms of broad population numbers, blood clotting incidences among those who've been vaccinated and those who haven't?
Yes, we are doing everything. We're turning every stone.
And that was Dr. Steinar Madsen, Medical Director of the Norwegian Medicines Agency, speaking to me before we came on air.